Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 203 on the Fan. And a very good Friday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here, of course, till 6 o'clock when Big Mike Francesa will come your way. Ernie Acosta, he's in Manhattan, and we, of course, are live from the Town Fair Tire studio where nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Of course, it is 4th of July, Independence Day Eve. Bro, how are you?
Bro, we made it. Independence Day 2020, we have arrived. It felt like it was 5 minutes ago that it was the middle of March.
Yep.
It has flown by.
Little melancholy 4th of July this year.
Oh, yeah.
In many, many ways. We'll leave it at that. Great holiday, one of my favorites, if not the, I told you right there with Thanksgiving. But, you know, a little off this year with 4th of July.
Well, the normal July 4th celebrations that one may partake in may be a little bit different in 2020, but you can still have a barbecue. You can still decorate with American flag stuff, if you will. I actually just ordered a bunch of stuff from Amazon. This is the first time I'm ever decorating for the 4th of July. We've decorated for Christmas and Thanksgiving and Halloween. Now we've added the 4th of July to the repertoire.
Nice.
But it's different. This whole year has been very, very different.
Yeah.
It's been very, very different.
It's been terrible. It's been a terrible year. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I mean, 2020 has stunk. And any other way to say that, I don't know how you could. You know what I mean?
Well, many years from now, when we look back at 2020, I can promise you this, Joe, we won't forget it.
Never forget it.
You can look at it that way.
It'll be one of those years we look back on. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out when all is said and done this year. But it's an interesting year. There's no doubt about it.
I always thought, in fact, I think it was maybe a week or two ago, somebody called up and asked the question, and I gave an opinion that I've had for 15 years, and that was about the Redskins and their team name, and that is, when will it change? And I always thought that eventually Daniel Snyder will be forced to change the name of the Washington Redskins, but I always thought it was going to be around the stadium. It was going to be about building a new stadium and the government of wherever they were building it, whether it's D.C. or Maryland or Northern Virginia, in that area, they would basically force them to change the team name. And last night, right as we signed off, I think it came out about 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, I saw a piece of news, and I think for most of us, not just myself, I said, oh, wow, the name is being changed. Like, it was, as soon as I saw this,
it's done. Advertisers are getting on them now to change the name,
specifically FedEx.
Right.
That's
FedEx Field as well. So
that's FedEx Field, who also owns a part of the ownership group that owns the Washington Redskins. And so since about a little after 6 o'clock last night to where we stand today, which is a little after 2 o'clock, we have seen all the signs, including Daniel Snyder himself, releasing a statement in which, by the way, and I don't think this was done accidentally, he referred to the team name about 55 times in this press release.
Yeah. Well,
the Washington Redskins are doing this with the Washington Redskins.
Right, but he
admitted that they're going to take a look at the team name. And let's be honest, Joe. If there's a football season in 2020, they ain't going to be called the Washington Redskins.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, with the state of the country right now, I would probably agree with that.
This is one of those. This is one of those things where I remember living there. I lived there between 01 and 04, and it was always talked about. You know what I mean? Like, it was always out there as an issue about this team name. And I was reading back that even as far back into the 70s and the 80s, it was always like this bubbling issue that was there. So it was always around about, you know, maybe changing the team name. And as we saw, for different reasons, the Washington Bullets eventually changed their team name to the Washington Wizards. They could have done better, by the way, with their team name change.
You know.
But that's another story. But I was intrigued. I saw Grant Paulson, who does a good job hosting talk radio down in D.C. So he's one of us. He's a talk show host down in D.C. And he put out a poll last night. I was really, really curious to see the results on it. And that was what Redskin fans actually think about it. Because I think whenever this issue is talked about, we say, well, what do Native Americans think? Mm-hmm. And I have seen a million polls over the years, Joe, asking Native Americans, and the results have been all over the place. Yep. I've seen polls that say Native Americans hate the name. I've seen polls that say they love the name.
Right.
Who knows?
You don't know.
No idea. All right? So I was looking last night at Grant's poll because I was curious about the Redskin fan. Now, you're a Washington Redskin fan. What are you thinking here? Well, what would be your guess? He got about 5,000 votes, decent sample size, talk radio in D.C., so pretty much all Redskin fans.
Right.
And he gave three choices on a name change. I want it changed. I wouldn't mind if it was changed.
Right, right.
And I'd be mad if it was changed. How do you think it broke down?
Well, it's Washington.
Yes.
You know, Washington, D.C. You know, I would think that it's probably in the middle, if not the latter. That, you know, they'd be mad if they didn't change it. What was the second one you said?
Want it changed, wouldn't mind the change, and I'd be mad if it changed.
Oh, I see. Oh, mad if it changed. It's the first two. It's one of the first two.
Yeah. It worked out with
one of 30, the first two.
It worked out with 39% saying wouldn't mind the change. So that basically means I don't have that strong of an opinion on it, but I wouldn't mind if they change it. They change it, great.
Right.
32% went with the I want it changed. And 29% said they'd be mad if it
pretty
changed.
Pretty close. You know, that's actually pretty close when you break it all down.
Well, but really, it's 71% of people either saying they want to change or they wouldn't mind the change.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
Look, they're gonna
wanting
it
changed and wouldn't mind it. Is, you know, I don't know if that's completely the same, but I understand what you mean.
It's
you
not, know? But I think the reason I'm lumping it together, it's not the same. You're right. It's that it's away from the I'm ticked off that they changed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm mad that they changed
it. Right.
And look, if you're a diehard Washington Redskin fan and you don't want the name changed, you're still going to be a Washington fan.
Of course.
I mean, we saw it here in this area with St. John's when the St. John's Redmen would change to the St. John's Red Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt if anybody said, that's it, I'm not rooting for St. John's anymore, you know? I don't think that happened. So you could disagree with the fact that they're changing it, but they're your team. Now, we're lucky we've never seen any of our teams change names because you weren't a Titan fan when they were the Titans with the Jets.
Right.
Nor would you have been bothered, I think, by the name change,
No, probably not.
So it's not something we – and I don't know if anybody listening remembers when the Highlanders changed their team name to the Yankees. I doubt that.
Right.
So it's not really something we've
experienced. Well, you wouldn't think that Jets or Giants, if we're talking football, would be getting anybody upset. You know what I mean? Offending anybody. I don't know if they would, but then again, you know, you never know.
Well, you know what could be offensive?
What, Jets?
New York versus New Jersey.
That's a different story. Well, that's something else again. I mean, New York and that, now you're talking about something different.
Now, by the way, speaking of which, I got to bring something up to you that I read a couple days ago, and I actually tweeted this out because I thought it was fascinating. My dad keeps a lot of old newspapers. Like when something big happens in the world or sports, he keeps the newspaper. So he shows me a newspaper from, and I'll give you the date, September 29th, 1983. Did anything jump out at you about September 29th, 1983?
September 29th, 1983. It was, what jumps out at me immediately is 3 days after my 30th birthday, for what that's worth.
Okay.
That jumps out at me.
Right.
September 29th, 1983. You know, the Jets were on their way to what would turn out to be a miserable 7-9 season.
Well, stop right there, because you're on the right track.
Okay.
It is New York Jets related from Thursday in September. And there were a few things that jumped out at me about the headline on the both the front and the back page of the New York Daily News. First of all, 30 cents, Joe. 30 cents for the Daily News.
You know, I was 30. That's all you need to know.
Well, there you go. All right. So tell me if you remember this, because I got to tell you, I was so fascinated by this. The headline on the front page is Jets are going to New Jersey. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mayor Koch vows to get a new team. Vows. Let them go to Jersey. We're going to get a new team.
Right. Of course, with the Giants already in Jersey at that point.
Correct. Giants are already there.
Right.
I go to the back page. Now I'm on the sports side. It's a picture of Mayor Koch with the headline, Dolphins and Colts open to New York City bid.
Yeah, I think I remember something like that. Now do you say that?
That's crazy. When I saw that, it was like I was started thinking about the alternate universe of the New York Dolphins or the New York Colts. Now, spoiler alert, Mayor Koch promised a team in New York City. He did not deliver.
Failed
promise by Koch.
Thank God.
Well,
the last thing we need is the Dolphins in New York. Let's be honest about that.
You know what, man? For you, it's different because you're a Jet fan. It wouldn't have changed anything. I wonder if that changes something for me. Maybe not. I don't know. Because this was all happening a few months after I was born. So obviously, I'm not.
So you're saying that you might have been a fan of the Dolphins or the Colts.
I think it's very possible.
I guess. I mean, if you're born in that time, I could see that.
I mean, if the Dolphins or Colts moved to New York, got a stadium right next to Shea Stadium, or maybe they played at Shea Stadium, I don't know, and they're training at Hofstra on Long Island, and I'm from Long Island, and I'm a Met fan, I think there's a lot of people listening right now. And I'm not saying you, Joe. Obviously, you're a Jet fan. Nothing was going to change that.
I already had 83? Like 14 years of pain already. 15
years. And like you said, you just turned 30. You're done.
Right. Right.
But for me, I'm looking
at this.
Actually,
in a lot of ways, I was just getting started. But that's a different story.
I'm looking at this thinking, oh, my God, in this alternate universe, I would have been like a Dolphin fan or a Colt fan. And I don't know if it ever really got that serious, though, if either team decided to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it did. I think that, that there's some kind of a deal between the teams is why they've kept the New York name. I mean, I do think that. It has to be.
Yeah, both Joe Robbie and Irsay said they planned no franchise shifts, but they are open to listening to Mayor Koch and New York City. So I guess they were just kind of listening. But I guess the question would have been, what are they listening to? Because part of the problem for why the Jets moved is they didn't want to be at Shea Stadium anymore. They didn't want to be there.
Bathrooms weren't clean.
Right.
And, of course, the fact that they had to pay the Mets, everything. I mean, the Mets had an unbelievable deal. It really didn't pay for the Jets to play at Shea Stadium anymore. Really?
No, you know what's funny? Looking back on it all these years later, knowing what we know now, I understand why Leon Hess wanted his own state. Yeah. He's actually right about that.
Of course.
That's not the disagreeing part. I guess it was, why couldn't something be worked out where a new stadium was built for them? I mean, obviously, a new stadium had been built in New Jersey for the Giants. That was the intent of that stadium, the New Jersey Meadowlands. It wasn't built for the Jets because it was years before the Jets ever moved there. Why the city of New York couldn't have worked something out to build a football stadium for the Jets? So from that aspect, I understand why Leon Hess was ticked off. The mistake I'm seeing, and maybe I guess at the time he thought it was just leverage, the mistake is, why are you going somewhere to follow the Giants and basically remain a second-class citizen like you were at Shea Stadium?
Yep.
That's the mistake that I look at and say, why'd you do that?
And they have maintained that second-class citizen status, although it's even worse now because at least they were the only football team that played at Shea Stadium.
Right. Think about this, Joe. When Belmont is finished, and it's going to happen, and the Islanders have their own arena, the Islanders will have their very own arena they share with nobody but concerts. The Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, have their own arena share it with nobody but concerts.
Right.
The Devils have their own arena, share it with nobody but, same thing, concerts, circus, all that. The Knicks and the Rangers, look, hockey, basketball, they're married together, but they basically run the show. They're the garden in many ways. Mets have their own stadium. Yankees have their own stadium. And yet the only sports, really, that share a stadium, besides the Knicks and Rangers, which are different, are the two football teams, Joe.
Ridiculous.
The most popular sport in America.
Right. Well, how about the fact that in the two biggest media, population markets, if you will, in the country, you're going to have two teams both playing in the same stadium, because you're going to have that with the Rams and the Chargers now too. Same
place. No, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea there. It's not a good idea here.
It's a terrible idea. It's a brutal idea.
When I saw this back page and I started thinking about it, not only is it the idea of, hey, maybe this generation of people that would have been New York Dolphin fans or New York Colt fans, because it could have been me. I don't know. I don't know what my dad would have done. I mean, maybe he sticks with the Jets and says, who cares that they play in Jersey? I was a New Jersey Nets fan, so very well I could have just been a Jet fan. But think about that, sharing the division too. New Jersey teams as rivals sharing a division.
And at that time, the Colts were in the Jets division.
That's what I'm saying.
You go back 1983, they were all in the AFC East at that point.
Absolutely, that's what I grew up with. I grew up with the Colts being in the AFC East, and that wouldn't have changed if you had a New York team and a New Jersey team. Crazy to think about, but it never happened. Mayor Koch never delivered. They never brought a team to New York City, but it was crazy looking at that. Not only the 30-cent price, but Dolphins-Colts open to New York City bid on the back page. And by the way, here's the quote from Mara. The more the merrier.
Is that what he said?
That was the quote on that.
And that was Wellington Mara that said that.
Wellington Mara, yes, I should clarify.
Right.
But here's the other question.
And the Colts did move. I mean, like that was the year the Colts actually did move to Indianapolis. I guess they were still in Baltimore at that point, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they're still the Baltimore Colts at that point. They moved not too much longer later. Right. They ended up leaving town.
Right.
Which makes you think then that would have been the more serious team to possibly acquire. Forget the Dolphins. We say the Dolphins, it's kind of funny to think about because we can't stand them.
I don't know how funny it would be. Although there is a ton of Dolphin fans already in New York, as we know.
I know
that already.
Absolutely. But the Colt thing, I guess, could have been more realistic simply because they ended up moving anyway.
Right.
Now, what do you think the Redskins are going to change their name to, by the way?
You know what? I haven't even thought about it. It's something that doesn't really faze me, whatever they change their name to. I don't care. I mean, I would think they have to have some kind of red in it, though, wouldn't you?
Well, how about this?
With the team colors being that? I mean, I think you got to have some kind of red something. I don't know.
There's a lot of ways you can go. There's a lot of ways you can go. Personally, and I don't speak for everybody, I don't find the team name Braves to be offensive. I think it's more honoring than certainly the name Redskins. And if you go back into history, if you care about history, the Washington Redskins used to play in Boston, and their first team name was not Braves. The Redskins, it was the Braves.
So you think they may go to that, even though you got Atlanta?
No, that shouldn't matter. I mean, it's a baseball team. It's not a football team, so that part shouldn't matter. But you continue to hopefully honor Native Americans by going with Braves, which I do think honors. Now, people may disagree with me on that, but I do think that that's an honoring name.
Right. Well,
Redskin
is
very different.
That to me actually is a compliment, is it not?
Absolutely. So you've got the history of it too, from when they used to play in Boston. I'm not saying that's what they're going to do, but if you're asking me, because where I differ with you on is I'm very interested in where they go or what their name is, because I care. I'm a football fan. I care
care, but I mean, I care to a point. I mean, look, if they're going to change it, they're going to change it. You know, so what they change it to, because I'm not a fan of the team, doesn't really bother me that much. You know what I'm saying?
Not really. Not that I'm bothered.
I mean, I wouldn't want to see them now change their color scheme and everything. You know, now all of a sudden their color scheme is, green or something.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't want to see that, and I doubt that they would do that. But, I mean, as far as what they may change the name to, it is what it is. I don't have any great feeling either way about it.
I think I care mostly because, I don't like the Wizards name. I think it's a dumb name. So, as a sports fan, I'd rather it not be this just dopey name.
Yeah.
One name I've heard from a lot of different people, I think Carton used to say it back in the day when he was here, was the Pigskins, which actually makes a lot of sense.
It's actually very good.
It's a very good
name.
That's
actually, that's probably the best name you could name them.
Yes.
The Pigskins.
Yes. I mean,
hopefully no pigs will be offended.
Well, it's kind of like the Nets name, in that the Nets are sort of named after something that's a part of the game, the net, when you shoot a basket.
Oh, yeah. No, Nets is good.
Right.
Pigskins is good. You know what? Yeah. That is a tremendous – if you're going to change the name, to me, that is probably the best name you could change.
That's your number one choice.
I would say, yeah.
The Pigskins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Feels
the same, sounds the same.
Yes.
It also, if you think about it, bro, it honors the history of the Washington Redskins and their great players.
And you can still call them the Skins. They still would be the Skins, too.
Still the Skins.
Yep.
You're kind of honoring the Hogs, too, when you think about how great
they
were.
That's another thing. I think that's the name. If you're changing a name, That's the name to change it to.
You went from Washington not caring to loving that name.
I do. I think that's a tremendous name.
I give you one more that you're not going to like.
Go ahead.
The Senators. Bring back the Senators.
No, Pigskins is the one.
Okay.
No, to me, that's a gimme.
No,
that's
a gimme. I agree with you. I completely agree with you.
And you could, I don't know, you could put a little, if you want to put a hog on the helmet. I mean, I don't
yep.
know.
No,
something
you're right.
like that. I mean,
no,
what's wrong with that?
It's a very good name. I remember that Craig used to say it when he worked here, and I got a tweet from Bros Around Globe that tweeted that idea as well, and I've seen other people mention it.
I think
so
that's
it's out there.
A tremendous there. Name. Pigskins works on every level as far as I'm concerned.
So, Daniel, Mr. Snyder,
yep,
if
yep.
you're listening, we here at The Fan, we are endorsing publicly the Pigskins. Let's go.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one.
We Real will good. Talk to the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets, Sean
oh,
Marks.
My God.
It's
Who's
been
that?
A while.
Kevin Durant?
It's been a while. There's a lot has happened.
How soon would he hang up on us if I said, so how is it working for Durant,
Sean? I think he'd probably laugh at
You
first.
Think he would laugh about that?
At first he would chuckle, yes.
Okay.
That's my
And
thing.
Then hang up?
Eventually he will hang up. But there's a lot to
well,
discuss
we know
with
gonna
Sean.
He's going to eventually hang up. It just depends how long it takes him to.
Right. Is it 5 minutes or 30
right.
minutes?
Right.
But there's a lot to discuss because we haven't talked to him since they made the coaching change, which came out of a complete shock and surprise.
Right, right.
And now there's even a report, Adrian Wojnarowski thinks that Jacques Vaughn's going to get the job. He thinks Jacques may be able to hold on to
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So we'll pick Sean's brain about that, amongst other things. And we should be joined by the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone, in the 5 o'clock hour. So there's certainly a lot to do on
How's
this.
Our guy Brandon Todd doing? Is he on course right now? Because you got about four guys now, 11 under par here. I know DeChambeau was one
He
of
is
them.
Done for the day, Joe. He finishes 7 under par.
Not
so
terrible.
He's four
so he
shots
went 3 under today,
lead.
So I guess he shot a 69 today. So he is 4 shots off the lead going into the third round.
Correct. And the
Not
other
terrible.
Guy that I'm watching very closely is Victor Hovland, who had a very
doing?
Solid day today, too. He's 8 under par. So
wow.
he went 5 under for the day,
nice.
And he's only 3 strokes
three
off.
3 shots back. Okay.
So it's very,
so he's
very
in a good spot going into the weekend too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's very tight at the top. I think there were 4 guys or 5 guys.
You know what the cut line is? What is the cut line? Like 2 over or something like that?
I read the projected cut line is 2 under.
2. I mean 2 under. That's what I meant.
Yes.
2 under. Yeah. Okay. That sounds right.
Yes.
2 under. Sounds right.
But now, and by the way, I should point out, Ernie is working from home, and we were joined by the great Paul Rosenberg, who's with us.
Oh, Rosie's with us today.
Rosie's with us.
Oh my God.
And Rosie.
Sorry,
is now.
Rose.
It's okay, Joe.
You know I love you, man. I didn't know. What do I know? I only work here, but there's very little I know.
But you know what Rosie supplies? No offense to Ernie, because we love Ernie. Rosie all over the golf, too. So he is
no,
now
I know
informing
he is.
Us that the
that.
Cut line is 4 under.
Oh, went down to 4, Rose?
Yeah, it's Dang. 4. A lot of low scores today.
Yeah.
Can
well,
I ask
mean, obviously.
Joe, can I ask another dumb golf question?
Go ahead.
Come on. Why does it seem, since I've started watching over the last 3 weeks, I'm watching all this, why is everybody playing so much better in terms of the cut line and what the final score is? We saw back you know, 2 tournaments ago, minus 21, minus 22 win.
I think 2 things. I think, number one, I think the conditions in the courses have been very, very favorable. And I think they're making the course a little easier for these guys to get the scores lower. You know what I mean? I think that I think the PGA, knowing that pretty much they're the only game in town right now, okay?
Right.
You know, they're like the only, you know, outside of NASCAR, you know, MMA, I mean, they're really the only sport that's playing, you know, wrestling at this point.
Right.
I think they want to, you know, have people, they figure this is a good time for us to really get people watching our game that would not necessarily watch it. I mean, you know, you're the perfect example.
Right.
So with that said, we don't want guys stumbling around, you know, shooting, you know, over par or one under par to win a tournament. We don't want these guys struggling. We want these guys to play well.
Gotcha.
So I think it's a combination of the conditions, you know, the weather conditions, which have been pretty, you know, good in these tournaments, and the fact that they're making the course probably a little more playable than maybe they normally would to kind of keep the scores, you know, really low and keep people more, you know, paying more attention to it. You know, a little more excited about watching guys get birdies than guys get bogeys. You know what I mean?
One other guy I should point out, obviously because people care, not for my own selfish reasons, this Tyrrell Hatton is also having a really
Isn't he 11 under Tyrrell Hatton too? Didn't he finish 11 under? Did I see that?
No, he's right now he's still going. He's on the fourth hole and he's
is
7
he?
Under.
Okay. And 7 under right now, and he's
yeah.
still and he's only on 4.
That's right.
So he has a chance to make a big move today.
Yeah, I'm liking this golf thing.
Yeah, I told you.
I'm liking this.
I understand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.